I almost said Trump's my announcement, which would have been totally inappropriate. So that the request to record signals my announcement that we'll have to hear back in January, and Tara Weinberg as well joining our team. And so I'm excited about both of them being here. I'll be working with them to identify their key projects. I assume Tahir will be at least finishing up the documentary project and then doing additional things. And I hope all of the rest of you will be back too. So we'll keep going. My agenda for today, besides asking what I forgot and people telling me what the agenda should be, is simply to sort of think about where we stand on the timeline with the website so that we can hopefully begin to promote it that's coming with a specific date in January. And we should talk also about how to roll it out, I mean, whether what kind of event we'd like to do or et cetera. I do have one other announcement. So the MLK Day event will be a conversation with Julia Scott, and two of the four panelists are confirmed. Rebecca Scott and Laurent Dubois. So I have to follow up with the other two who were invited, and try to get them worked out.
So, who are those other two?
Mamadou and Aaliyah. So I said to Aaliyah in my invitation, I know that you're going to be on leave and I'm begging, but I also understand if you don't want to, which I assume that I haven't heard from her because she can't decide. And I haven't heard from Mamadou, which Beth, you might want to follow up with Mamadou and see.
Yeah, I can follow up with both of them because okay. I have to drop something to Aaliyah anyway.
Okay.
So
okay.
I can try to gently coddle her to join.
Is it MLK Day or another day? Is it MLK Day at 4, right?
At 4
right?
o'clock. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah, because you'll be busy at 10, Stephen.
Actually, not so much because we're going to record it beforehand, I think. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
I think. That's fine.
Okay. And we're going to have Dr. Mears over in School of Ed, just as an update, there is going to be Children's Day, and we're hoping to take it statewide. So we're working on, he's asked me to construct stories. He wants me to do storytelling, but real stories, like stories of modern day heroes. So people who have been impacted by Dr. King to inspire the kids to think about who they can be. So like, for example, I'm gonna do Cori Bush. I'm gonna do, Bernice King, of course, and I'm looking at some other folks who are like working in the present day, but who have that shadow of activism. I don't want to say shadow, but this, you know, this mantle being thrust upon them, whether it be Black Lives Matter or however, you know. So if you have some body that you all think might be a good person that kids might immediately, at least might recognize the name, or even if they don't, you know, I might, I'll find a way to weave a story around them.
So we should think about that. Okay. So let me ask first, are there any other items we should be talking about today?
Yeah. So I worked on the cost estimate per decade and uploaded it on the Google Drive, but I am yet to be done with it. I was thinking if we could go through it as a group now.
Okay.
Let's see what I have.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. Thanks, Talapa. So anything else before we?
As for the website, we did tap on LSA IT again. It sounds like they do have some projects, so I would like to get something to them, kind of an outline based on what we want. I know timeline, but I would think maybe discussing bare minimum to go on it for launch would be a good idea so that we can make sure to have that content.
So I think, correct me, Ariel, or others, that we have on currently on in the Google Drive, right? We have the UJAMA, is that, I'm just spacing out here. The BSU exhibit, we have the Lapos podcast, we have the list of chairs. Am I forgetting something? The oral histories. Which of those are ready for?
So most of them are ready. The clips, everything that we have already recorded has been clipped according to either someone who was in it or someone who was in it who made the little like timeline of where the clips should be. That's all done. And actually that leans into my update, which is I was talking to Wayne about a couple of different programs to get transcripts done. I have one that just got completed today of transcripts getting processed through the free trial of the program. The other one is going to take a little bit longer, but we have transcripts for all four of the oral histories, three of the four, and the one that we don't have is Bowman. For some reason, that file was so large that it wouldn't fit into my trial run file.
That makes sense for Phil. This will be the largest one, fullest of words.
Well, because he took us up to 8 hours, and they only gave us 5 free hours of transcription. Okay.
All right. Well, so Matt and I were there for every single one of them. So.
So for the outline of what things should look like, we have a skeleton structure, and I think what we need to do now is kind of flesh out it a little bit more to include the pieces that we have completed, so that when we go to LSA, we can say, okay, this is the base structure, and then from there it should link to this page and this kind of page.
I just need to know what's done. Like if we have a section that's half done and we don't want to post it yet, then I don't want to have them do that work. But it sounds like with all this video, I need to work with Ariel and get that onto YouTube before they can even do anything with it. They likely will need it hosted somewhere, but I can list them private so that no one can see them until we're ready.
Great. So that's for the video. Now remind me, we have kind of annotation, right? For each of the clips that says
we do for two of them. We have it for Judge Stevens and we have it for Ron. I'm not sure if we have it for Ron Woods. I think we do.
But don't we have it for Phil? Is that right?
And we do have it for Phil.
Is that right, Matt?
Yeah, I posted both for Ron Woods and Phil. So I did both of those. They should be in there. If they're not,
I think we have all four of them because DeLapo then also did Nisha's. So I think that we have descriptions or titles for each of the videos. I'm not sure how in-depth all the descriptions are because, to be very honest, I focused on just doing the clipping of the videos and not.
No, that's fine. So I think the thing is we are ready to go. We are ready to go with the videos and these annotations that describe each clip. I mean, they can be updated, but we're ready to go with them.
Obviously, yep, I just wanted to make sure before I handed it off.
Transcriptions we're not ready to go with, right? So I think and I don't think we need to be ready for to go live with the videos. I don't think the transcriptions have to.
It depends. I will say, depending how long the video is, I uploaded an hour one for Anthro, and I would say it took about 4 hours on my good internet. So to not kill my internet, I might want to try to filter some of those in now. Just because they're so huge. It takes me like 3 hours to download, 3 hours to export, 3 hours to get a video up. So
So I think what we should do is plan that we're gonna go when we go live, we will go with live with as much of the videos are ready. Right. And we should, you know, we should think about, the one thing that occurs to me is whether we want to have any of the timeline, not add new stuff to the timeline, but anything that's on the timeline, if it's links, if it's worth linking to any specific section of a video. But maybe that's something we can do down the road. I don't know if.
I think so, because I think once we can sit down with it and link a little better, that's the good thing about digital. It can evolve constantly and improve.
Right. Okay. So I think eventually we may want to link the timeline to the videos, but there's no reason to do that before it goes live.
Okay, good. I'll touch base with them and start kind of giving them the outline.
Okay. I think the exhibit, the podcast, and these oral histories, which are, you know, suggest the way it's going to be archived, have an archival function as well, along with the timeline. All of that, that's more than sufficient to go live with. The one thing, and this is on me, I will follow up with Kelly to see if we can, her article, which is on the African Studies Center website, it would be great to have that also linked to our website. So I just need to get permission from her to do that.
They can tag us within our AEM system too, so that they get the views.
Okay. So I will reach out to Kelly about that.
Our historical course listing, how close were we with completing that?
So that's what Dilapa wants us to look at today.
Okay.
So I think that's the next thing to do, unless there's more items about the getting the website going or anybody else has anything else. Go ahead, Steven.
Matthew, two things I was hoping to add to the agenda.
Okay.
One is my class, my AAS 498 class I'm teaching next semester. I just want to be able to talk through which is going to be exploring the history of DAS. And I have some plans and ideas about what the class will do, but I want to talk through how it can work with the website and the committee over the course of the semester. And then secondly, I just want to check in on the LSA magazine article. So I talked to the person, the writer, Gina, and I know Matthew and Beth have already been in touch with her, but I just wanted to check in on that as well.
So on the last point, I don't have any updates on that except to say that she was enthusiastic and that... they're looking towards pretty quickly is my understanding, but she's been talking to a lot of people. Those are what I know.
I think she said it may not be until February or March when the article would come out, but we can give her material that they can link to. They're all digital now. So I'll make sure that we know that we can give her in January, maybe even February, give her things we want to link in that article. And she asked when the website will be ready. So when we know when it's ready, I think we should let her know that, but also know we can give her whatever we want to link.
So, great. So why don't we do this? Why don't we plan to reach out to her early in January?
Okay.
And we can have a conversation about that very issue. I mean, it sort of depends our timeline and her timeline, whether we're, you know, because the simplest thing would be have her link to the whole website if we were live by the time she comes out. But if she's ahead of us, then the question becomes, are there specific items that we're willing to as examples that could start? So, but I think we should just talk to her after the holidays.
Right.
Well, why don't we take a few minutes before, Dilapa, if you don't mind, a few minutes to just talk through this, the class issue, right? So, three things occur to me, Stephen. one is, if you want interested in a process whereby students could either join this group, a couple of them, or if at specific moments, groups that are working on specific projects wanted to come and either get our input or get feedback or whatever, I think that would be a possibility. You know, again, I think the question of how much you know, if we, you know, well, put it differently. Obviously, if the website was up, then that would, your class might be organized one way. So the fact that the website's not quite up means, you know, when it becomes available, how does that impact your class? And then the third thing is, I'm inclined to just say, you have a method for helping your students identify what they want to work on. And that I don't think that needs to change. But what we probably want is some mechanism for determining which of the projects might be strong enough to be added to our site. And I don't know that they all need to be. I mean, I think that's, you know, but I think if there are ones that are, you know, really good, then they should be.
Like, are you thinking, Stephen, in terms of maybe some of them maybe focusing on what I'd call the pillars of DAS and CAS, you know, like, I don't want to say our heroes, but, you know, like, could that be a potential project? Like, I just saw the beautiful bio they did of Frank Yates and finding a way to incorporate, like, he, Niara, the different folks we have lost that we don't have interviews with. Is that what you're thinking, like, in terms of your different projects, or?
So I'm not thinking yet of what specific projects they would do. I want to let that emerge out of their engagement with the material. I could direct them, but I'd rather not do that. What I'm thinking now is two things. I like for them to be able to either do projects individually or in groups, but they'd be able to, I want them to, and that's where I want us to discuss, contribute to the website. So that can mean they create a project and it gets put on there, or if there's something that we have on the website that needs, can have some additional work, that students could do that. And also, which may be completely separate or may be related, I'm gonna have them create proposals. Part of their assignments will be to come up with an idea and write a proposal for a new DAS something, new course, new community project, mm-hmm. partnership, program, so forth. And so that could live on its own, or that could be something that goes on the website, depending on what the content of the proposal, of the idea is. So that's what I'm thinking now. It's always good to have examples, like, you know, particular people or particular topics, but one of the drawbacks of examples is sometimes students, that squelches their own creativity. So I really want to emerge from their engagement with the material. Kind of parallel to that, I think that we should have some in memoriam or something like that section of the website, Frank, James, and Niara in particular. That's what I'm thinking for the class. I want them to be able to contribute to the website in whatever way we think will be most useful. And I'm going to have them do these proposals, which may or may not be related to that website contribution.
Random.
And then I'm also thinking, I'm sorry, one more thing. I'm also thinking about having them. Oh, sorry. There's a lag.
Sorry, continue.
Okay. And I'm also thinking about having them do something at the end of the term where they make presentations or, you know, present what they've come up with. That could be related to that mechanism Matthew talked about of how do we decide what should go on the website. That's later, that's April, and that requires the committee to engage in that way. But that's what I'm thinking now. Helen?
Listening to you, I think it would be really interesting, and maybe not your course, but students in general, some sort of reflection on being in DAS through 2020, considering we're about to start a new year, and the whole idea of us keeping this record current and having students kind of, whether it would be political or just their own things that they went through, clips or something about, you know, their experiences through 2020 and the history that they lived through, because so many things have happened this year.
And you know what could be really exciting with that? The Bentley Historical Library has already started collecting material from students to document what it's like to be on campus or be a U of M student in 2020. So maybe through the infrastructure they have that can support DAS students doing it. And I neglected to mention that the class I'm partnering with, the Bentley Historical Library, the students are gonna use a lot of material that's there, it's the class is all online, so they won't be going there, but archivists are going to be zooming in and so forth. So I think that's a great idea. And as you said, in general, not for this class, but that could be part of what students in this class do, and the Bentley could be a great connection.
You know, I would like us, I so this is all really good. What I'd like us to think about, and maybe we'll have a better sense when we meet early in January, is if we have, once we know when we're ready to, well, ready to go live, or maybe even unpublished, we could make give access to your students, but whatever, at some point early in the semester, or in the first month of the semester or so, I don't mean right at the very beginning, having them, you know, just engage the website and give us feedback would be really, really valuable to us. You know, the less background, the better in some ways. since they're a natural, they represent the, you know, one of our key audiences. And if they could give us, you know, what do they see? What do they find interesting? What do they find not interesting? What do they want to know more about? You know, could they figure it out? I mean, all that stuff would be really, really helpful to us.
That would be great for the, okay. So, and actually that could be very early on. Like you said, before they have background, they actually, I give them an assignment where they engage it and provide us feedback, which we can use, but then I'll link that to the work they're going to do in the end there. So the beginning, they're looking at it, responding to it, then they're learning about what it's about, and then they create something that contributes to it. Mm-hmm. That could work really well.
I think that's perfect for us.
And again, I want to emphasize what I'm thinking is, if we as a committee decide what can the students contribute to the website at whatever point in whatever ways, and then if we can identify that, then I'll figure out how to make that fit into the class. So, but I want to be driven by what we think students can contribute to the website, which starts with what Matthew just said is giving that feedback, and but then also actual material on it.
And I agree with Helen. I mean, I think if they also, if there's a way, I mean, if you decide that there's a way to work in some personal reflections from them on this moment in time, whether it's 2020 or Black Lives Matter or the election or whatever. And if, you know, if you, we wanted to, I could see that as something that we, you know, we found a way to record that as part of the opening, part of the founding or the public, you know, the kickoff of the website and something that is a becomes historical document.
Yeah, it bookends the 50 years, right?
Yeah.
The website is telling us the full 50 years of DAS, ending with Student mm-hmm. Reflection 2020. And depending on when the rollout event would be, or maybe if there are multiple, I would also envision students in the class perhaps playing some role in putting that together or helping that mm-hmm. happen.
Okay. Well, I think what we need to do is put both those issues on the on our agenda for our first couple of meetings in January, once we have a firmer sense of what the rollout timeline can be.
So as of now, what is we don't have any really target or sense of when the
Jessica said she has a few projects ahead of us. I'm going to email today. I can CC Wayne and Matthew on it so they can keep in the loop. Unfortunately, the break might push it a little bit. But now that I know that, I can give her a full outline and she should be able to get it together pretty quickly. I would hope by the end of the month, at least mid-February at the latest.
I mean, I think so once we hear back from her, we can make a determination. But I suspect, frankly, given all the things happening the first week of the semester, I think this is a Black History Month event for us. So that even if it could be earlier than that, I wouldn't want to get in that, right? But if we can do it sometime in February, it's obvious that there's a logic to that.
It'd be really good in February too, because then we hit Giving Blue Day the beginning of March, which is weird. So having all that momentum would be great.
Yep, I know, that's great.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Right. So, we'll make a final determination about when in February next time we meet, once we hear back from the IT people.
But we're definitely looking at February.
Yeah.
For the launch of the website.
Yep.
Those videos, Stephen, if you need access beforehand for your class, just let me know. I can send unlisted videos with links so they can get to it from a link, but no one else can.
So are you saying, because the videos won't be on the...
If you need them before they're on the website, because I'm going to do that ahead of time because they need it in that format anyway for the website likely. So just let me know and I can send you all those links.
Okay. Could you just go ahead and send them to me, Matt, or... So can
it's
I let,
gonna
I'm
take
you know
a little
now.
Bit to get it all uploaded, yeah. But once I'll put a note that when they're all together to let you know.
Yeah. So I'm letting you know now when you're ready able to send them to me, please do. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So I don't mean to lobby Stephen, but I'm going to lobby for a second. which is the one thing that they could definitely do that we would definitely be helpful, and we would work with them on is if they wanted to do any oral history interviewing. So. Whether it's
absolutely
Bonnie McLeod or Gloria House or whoever, you know, there's just so many people that we want to get to. And we did a lot this term. We haven't done much. Then we hit a wall a little bit, I think. But I'd like us to get going again in the winter on doing more oral histories.
Okay. So I think that's helpful and I think doable. So if some students could do or want to do and can do oral histories, gotcha.
And yeah, and we would, you know, we would have them do it with a grad student or a faculty member. So they would, you know, but they could participate, they could do some pre-research, you know.
I'm happy to help with like getting them started and like how to record things, how things should be set up, just because as I was doing the clipping, I noticed that each one is kind of different, the way that it was recorded and the screen layout and all those things. And while that's not a bad thing, consistency and clarity are really helpful. Yeah, so
great to standardize it. And particularly with people who are doing it for the first time, if you can give them everything you can give them, it's great.
Yeah. So I'm happy to like, if you have a number of them or if you just want to have them all meet with me and chat a little bit about it, I'm happy to like go through what that could look like. That way they have a little bit of guidance and also we have consistency for these interviews.
That was good. One of the thank you, Ariel. I think I would definitely would like to have you chat with them so we could talk about when's the best time. And one thing, just preliminarily, I'm thinking about that is the timing of that. So this could be what their part of their end of semester project. But you think that could still work okay with our timeline?
We'll be doing oral histories for years. That's my view.
right. And in terms of the oral. It could be someone we've identified and we're already scheduling, or maybe through their research, actually, they identify.
They could find somebody, right. Okay. No, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
No, and we've focused on the people from the 70s, and there's some folks from the 60s we'd like to get to, but there's no reason they couldn't interview people from the 90s, the 2000s, from BBUM. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's really whatever they're interested in.
Okay, all right. And Ariel, I may want to invite you to the class to speak to the whole class.
Yeah.
And then help to give them a sense of what's possible and the technical stuff. And then maybe those who are going to do it re-engage with you if you're willing.
Yeah, that sounds great. Just let me know what class and what time, and I'm happy to come in.
Thank you.
Great. I'm going to make Dolapo co-host, and she's going to share her screen.
I want to see that cool graduation picture better. I thought that's what you're looking at. I was like, oh, wow.
Sorry. Okay. You can all see my screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can yes.
You guys- yes, we can see it just fine.
Okay. So this is what I have now. I started from 2020 because it was easier to get some stuff from 2020. So I have done about, I think, three decades. So I guess I'll just start from 2020. So what I did was to, from our last discussion, we said it would be okay to just highlight 5 courses, give a short description, and put some syllabus, some sort of syllabus on the document. So I started with 2020, like I mentioned earlier. And then I linked the document I had earlier. No, not document I had earlier. I linked the course schedule and time, the ones I found. So for this, I found it on the LSA course guide on the website. I found the LSA course guide from the website. And then I screenshotted. I don't know how, I don't remember how I did it, but I kind of like extracted just for 2020. So all the courses that was offered in 2020. And then I picked 5 courses, the ones that jumped out to me, if that makes sense. So this link here is another course syllabus, like a link that takes you directly to the course syllabus. So the breakdown I have is for each decade. At the beginning of the decade, I have like a link that takes you to where you have all the course schedules, the ones I found, the course schedule, like the times they were offered and stuff like that. And so for 5 of those classes, I found their syllabus and then I also linked them with it. So this is 254, had the course syllabus and I wrote a short description for each of those classes. And it was 254, 304, 331, 356, and 365. I did the same for 2010. I did the same for 2000. I did the same for 1990. I started on 1980. But from the beginning, yeah, this was a one I worked on first, the one that had all the classes or all the courses. And then I highlighted the 5 from each of them. So this was the first document I had that had all of the course offerings in DAS per decade. And so the ones I highlighted are the ones that I gave a short description and their syllabus in the main, in this document. So I still have to do 1970s, 80s, and a little bit, 2 classes in 1990s. But I just wanted to get feedbacks from you guys before I finish up, or if I need to go back and just correct some things in the decades that I'd already completed.
My feedback is that that's phenomenal. That looks great. But you still have to fill in the 70s and 80s, but you've already identified the ones that you wanna plug in.
Yes.
It's not a matter of like workshopping these kind of things. So I think that's fantastic. That looks great.
Wow, Dilapo, this is amazing.
Thank you.
I like it.
So I agree with everybody. The only thing I want for it, frankly, is for it to pop a little bit. So with the graphics or even typeface, some way to make this from a curation exhibit visually exciting. So that people to go along with how amazing it is to be able to do this.
Or digital.
For
print or digital.
I mean on the website, digitally.
Okay, because I could also do some like posters and graphics to put on the website and maybe do some time period specific. So like use 70 typefaces, use 80s, kind of like do like a quick little image. We could throw that on social.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Is there a way to do like a preview? Like, you know, you have the ones that you've identified.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you hover over the link, like it gives you a preview that gives you this description. And when you click on it, it takes you to the actual syllabus.
You mean something like this?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, but instead of a picture of it, it would just be the description that you want to include of the course, and then actually clicking on the link will get you to the syllabus.
Oh, so instead of having this historical course syllabus, you want me to have like a short description?
I don't know.
So you essentially like an intro to what's on the syllabi.
Although I like being able to see the syllabi this way.
Yeah, I like that.
It gets at what Helen was pointing at, sort of differentiating by decade, so that by using typeface and other things to differentiate by decade.
And we could jazz it up with some photos too from the different eras. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know we have photos from 80, 90, 20, mm-hmm. 2010.
Yeah, I think photos and other imagery to follow Matthew's first comment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first, I think it's really amazing.
It's amazing.
And to make it pop, a combination of photos, artwork, other images, some syllabi themselves, ones that have more visual, mm-hmm. you know, quality. And for the link, I think it's something other than history or historical course syllabi.
It could be just syllabus.
The reason why is because for the 2010 and 2020 classes, and for some of those classes, the syllabus that I found were some syllabus that have been used since 2000 and 2010.
I see.
And they did not really change. So I started initially with just having in a syllabus, but if I click on it, sometimes you see like, 2011 for 2020 class mm-hmm. or 2005. So it was like more of what they had before that was on the website. I was looking or pulling out those things from. Also, I was just like, maybe some sort of historical, but I could change it if it doesn't matter.
I would suggest, I mean, two other things, but I suggested that language, historical course syllabi, makes sense in that context, but for this, okay. It doesn't really, I mean, really all of it's historical, except for the most recent ones.
Yeah.
Would it be cute to put attend to the course so that when you click on it, you're like a student?
Oh, yeah. Attend.
Could you say that again? Sorry, I missed it.
Attend the course, so like you're clicking it, like you're going to go into it, but then it's your syllabi, like you're the student.
Okay.
Just something fun that gets them to kind of interact with it.
Okay.
I think it's advantageous if we have Dolapo complete the populating of the syllabi, and then we look at how we dress it up once we get all the pieces.
Okay.
Because I think this is Helen's forte as well. Making things pop. So Helen, just be prepared to work your magic once Dolapo's populated it all.
Sounds good.
Okay.
It literally seems like magic to me. because I'm still trying to figure out like how she already did the hovering thing. Like I'm learning a lot about basic like computer
Yeah, I took my skill right now.
So the hovering is a feature that we might have to ask for because that actually is a feature within Google Docs and Google Drive.
Yeah.
It is something that websites can do, but it depends on the platform that the website's going to be on if that's something that we can have as a feature. It would be nice if it had pop-up windows like that, but just to keep everyone's expectations.
I can ask really quick my in-house expert about how hard that is. Give me 2 seconds.
I don't want to promise something that might not happen.
So I'm wondering, and this is certainly not the technology piece of it, but I'm trying to see this as a menu on the first side that says, so there's a section that says historical syllabi or courses, cast courses over the decades or whatever it says. And then you click on it. And I guess I think it should go to something that's not a Google Doc when you click on it. It should go to something that, again, that I used the phrase pops, but something where, you know, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's a visual for each course or that, you know, But so it's not one like list, but it's separate. You know, they're somehow they're. I don't know quite what I'm.
If folks like the kind of like interactive timeline kind of aesthetic, then if possible, something that's kind of similar to the structure of the timeline, where each decade is the same color or has the same color coding as the main timeline, like if the classes are related to different topics, and then have a photo or something nice to look at, and as you hover over it, have the description. That way there's, as you're moving, there's kind of like things that bring your attention instead of just scrolling through a list of text.
Oh, they are.
So I asked, and he said it is not easy to do. So I'll check with ITS in that email to see whether we can do it.
So what we were saying, Helen, while you were gone, is this, I just think it doesn't quite do justice to the achievement here if you click on a link and you get to a Google Doc with a list of courses. So I'm really basically open to any other approach that allows people to say, okay, here's from the front that you're, you know, and Ariel just suggested another timeline.
In which, what about an interactive PDF? There are PDF services you can pay for. It's usually very low a year. That then in a PDF, I can go in and InDesign, and it looks like a printed document, but all the links are clickable. And then you can jazz it up with colors and images.
And how about this idea? I like that idea. And Helen, I'm here if you'll allow me to join with you. Now, it's a little hokey, but stay with me. How about we construct this thing, this interactive PDF, as the syllabus itself? The course is DAS, so 50 years of DAS, and then each week is a decade or something like that. And you can click on different weeks, different readings, and different readings will give you a different image or something, including some music forthwith. I don't think I use that word right, but I put a song in the chat for Matt.
I can see a music Matt. Links, I'm not sure, but I think that would be cute. And I think it also would give a template for the other faculty to jazz theirs up in the future.
I like it. Go ahead. I like
dual
it.
Functions. So why don't you have the idea, like, go to, like, click on it. I think, Matthew, you said the link could say, take this class, or Helen mm-hmm. said that. So I'm kind of. Pick and choose where you want to, how you want to browse it.
Steven, you got to say that again, because you right on cue, you froze.
Oh, I'm not sure where I froze, but I was saying I'm playing off of extending the idea that I think Helen gave of saying click here to go to the class. Matthew mm-hmm. or Helen said that. Mm-hmm. So this.
Do we know everyone who taught those courses? Because it'd be interesting to link the faculty member to then their oral history that they're talking into.
I mean, we can definitely work on links to the of various things, whether it's profiles or historical documents or interviews for the faculty members for those classes. I mean, I love the idea. Take a CAS-DAS course, click here, and then you click there, and then you know, you can pick a decade, you can pick a topic, and these interactive PDFs. I think this is awesome.
We won't have the same thing available for each decade, each class, but if we allow ourselves the flexibility, for some we'll have, like for Cedric Robinson, we have a video of him talking about his class. Mm-hmm. For a class that was taught by John Lockhart, we can click to some of his artwork. Mm-hmm. For a class taught by Ron Woods, we click to his oral history.
Mm-hmm. I think this is awesome.
Yeah, so the various things, it wouldn't be uniform, but it would be broad and hopefully engaging.
Yeah, something like meet the faculty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. So, Helen and Dalapo, can QI take the lead on putting this together?
Yeah.
This is awesome. Great. Well, this is the ultimate gift for the holidays. this is going to be really exciting. You know, and if we even if we have just a kind of example of what it might be by the time we roll it out, that would be great. Even if it's still in process, still in development. And yeah, we can lead with Steven's hip hop class, make him famous at the same time. I mean, I think it's also a great signal. I mean, this is the kind of thing we can do when we get access back, you know, to some of the music stuff that we wanted to do. There's a lot of things here that this could begin to be a model for too. So I'm really excited about this. All right. My only item then is to think about what when we next see each other. So we're not going to meet on New Year's Day. I can just tell you that. So is this time in next term good for everybody? First of all, any reason we can't keep meeting at 2 o'clock on? So January 8th, was that, I mean, obviously, if you're not working that day or you're not available, that's totally fine. But we will, whoever can join us on January 8th, we'll meet then. Okay. Nobody's screaming at me. That's a good sign.
Sounds good.
All right. And thank you. So for those who didn't know or didn't hear, we recorded today because Tara Weinberg, who's joining us, wanted to, she's en route to South Africa right now, but I thought it'd be good for her to see a little bit what we're up to, get a feel for it. I will be meeting with her and Tahir and getting, bringing them up to speed. So, well, thank you. This is, we have, and you know, persistence and